This is MSONewsSports.com. I'm Bill Newell, and our coverage of the MIAA tournament continues. Girls basketball, our focus. And joining us now is Winthrop head girls basketball coach Anthony Hatsivas. I didn't do that right, did I, Anthony? I'm close.
Happy Sabbath. It's all right, though. I've heard it all throughout the years.
All right. When the folks that are seeing this interview, they'll say, he didn't do badly, but not perfectly.
I'm sure the girls will get a crack out of it.
Yeah, absolutely. So Anthony, you guys have a tournament win under your belt. You're going to Cohasset on Tuesday, but let's focus in, if we could, on your last game. Tell us about the Monomoy 52-35 win.
So Monomoy was in the Globe and the Herald. It was projected as the best first round matchup. They're a really good team. They're a very disciplined coach. The coach was great. They're from the Cape, so they had a little bit of a long ride, but. I mean, we had a tremendous student fan section there to cheer us on, and we actually came out very flat. I was thinking we wouldn't, but I think the tournament nerves played a factor. We came out, it was 9-0 right away, and we didn't score until about, 3:50 left in the first quarter until Sophia Lindinger, who comes off the bench, came in, and she had a baseline jumper, and that kind of, got things going a little bit. And then we chipped away after that, and we ended up being down 28-20, we were up 28-20 at half, and we kind of ran away from it with that. But we had some great performances. Our big girl, Grace Florio, she's just been awesome all year. She's averaging about 12 points, 12 rebounds. She had 17 points and 15 rebounds that game, which was tremendous. And then Reese Broden, who's been tremendous for us on defense, she's probably averaging 6 steals a game. She hit a couple of threes, had some fast break layups. She had 16 points and 8 steals. And Katie Farrell, she's our power forward. She's been awesome. She had 9 points, 10 rebounds. And Maddie Stiglitz, who's our only senior, she's our captain. She just does so much for us, whether it's scoring one night or the other night. She's just moving the ball well, rebounding well, getting steals, deflections. It's really great to watch those four. And then someone who really doesn't get as much recognition is Zoe Bogus, who's been tremendous for us all season. It might not show up in the stat sheet, but she's one of our better passers on the team. She's great on defense, active hands, and really is a really good decision maker. And all five of them really did have a tremendous game Friday night from start to finish. And we had some bench help. Lily Conway comes in. She plays great defense. She had a great game defensively. Haley Forsythe's another great defender. And Sophia's our shooter who came in and really sparked things for us Friday night.
Now, Anthony, are you getting a lot of points inside or underneath in the paint for Winthrop?
Yeah, I would say majority of our paints are in the paint. Majority of our points are in the paint. We haven't really been a great three-point shooting team this season. We hit timely threes, but we also don't take a lot either. A lot of it's just drive, dump down. A lot of it's offensive rebounding, putbacks. We got some really good athletes who just really attack the hoop well.
All right, I want to ask you about, I've been following your scores during the regular season, Anthony, and you're a team in D4 now. You're playing up all the time in the Northeastern Conference, obviously, but at least I believe you are, most of the time anyway.
Yeah.
Up in the upper higher division teams, so that helps you with your strength of schedule to pick up the 12 seed in D4. But tell us about a game or two that you think are, kind of statement games for your team. Sometimes they can be wins, but sometimes they're losses as well. So what game or two or three or whatever, doesn't matter, would you kind of single out this year during the regular season?
It's funny because I would say both are actually losses. I would say the first one was we went to Saugus. It was a very emotional game. It was a lot on the line with the NEC, and we actually lost 63-61 in overtime. They were a very good Saugus team. Coach Mark does a tremendous job over there. The girls play for him. He's a great guy. He's a very good coach, and it was probably one of the best basketball games I've ever been a part of. And, someone had to lose that game, and it was us, but I told the girls, I think it's going to help us in the long run, and especially in the tournament with that atmosphere. The atmosphere was unbelievable. It sucks someone had to lose and it was us, but I mean, it is what it is. And then
Let me just stop you there just for a second, Anthony. I think it was Mark. I talked to him after that. He also singled out that game as probably the – I think that had to have been the game that was the most exciting game he'd been involved with.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. I mean, we both had a great crowd on each side. It was just back and forth, start to finish. We went up a little bit in the beginning, then they battled back. And it was unbelievable. I've never been a part of anything like that.
All right, now game two. What do you got?
so we've had a pretty – I can think we've had one of the toughest schedules in the state, especially for a Division IV team, non-league especially. But one was a couple weeks ago. We went up to Bishop Fenwick. It was their senior night. And, you know, when you play all these non-league games after a while, and like, you know, you lose by 20, 30, it's hard to really, like, believe that you can do it. And, I mean, hats off to our girls. We were up 5-0, and then they went on a 17-0 run. They went up 17-5, and we were able to cut the lead 24-21 at halftime, so we were down 3. To Bishop Fenwick. It's a very good team. And then it was just back and forth, and then towards, like, 5 minutes up in the fourth, my captain, she hurt her elbow, so she was done for the game. So I think that kind of, like, hurt us a little bit. We ended up losing 48-37, and I mean, there's not like moral losses are good. I mean, I think that was just a game where we just competed start to finish. It's a very good team.
Well, let me follow up with you because we were talking about getting points in the paint with you guys just a moment ago, but they have their key center, the junior Cecilia Kay. So tell us about the center matchups, and you have it's Fleury, right? I think
Fleury.
So tell was that a key matchup? It sounds like it must have been in that game against Fenwick.
Yeah, I mean Grace has held her own against pretty much everyone all year, and she was great that game. The girl from Fenwick, she's unbelievable. I think she had 30 points. She's tough, and Grace. I think she might have been foul trouble a little bit, but I mean Grace held her own, especially on the offensive end. I think she had 10 points. So, I mean, there's nothing I can really say much more about that. That girl in Fenwick is an unbelievable player.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when she scores 30 points, you can't say you held her in check, but maybe you did in a way. Absolutely, yeah, in a matchup like that. Yeah. All right, Anthony, anything – but I want to just ask you to wrap up a question on Cohasset, but anything else about your team you want to share with us at all, a player or a note or anything else that I didn't ask you about?
We're a very young group. We have one senior, and I don't think you would really notice that while we play. I think we're pretty disciplined. We have four freshmen on the team who are all going to be key players for the next 3 years after this. So, I mean, I think we should really be good for the next 3 or 4 years. We have some eighth graders who are very good, and four of our starters are all underclassmen. So, I mean, we'll see, but I just think this is great experience for them, and I think it's going to help in the long run.
You know, Anthony, I'm thinking, I could be wrong on this, but I've been following basketball, girls basketball, not as closely as I should in the last few years, but it seemed to me like you mentioned being, you know, a young team, which means, but I remember like maybe a few years ago, Winthrop was also a very young team, so I'm thinking the team must have, did you guys graduate? I know you weren't there last year, but graduate a wave of players maybe a year ago, last year. You know what I'm saying?
I think there was like four girls who graduated last year, and then the year before that, they had a very good senior class. It was the Dorch twins. They were very good.
That's probably what I'm thinking of, right? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Decades go by. They breeze by at my age. There you go. Well, Anthony, Cohasset now. No, Cohasset is the number 5 seed in the tournament. You guys number 12. You're going there on Tuesday night. What can you tell me about this next matchup in the tournament?
Cohasset's a very good team. I'm pretty sure they had a great run last year. I think they might have knocked off Cathedral. They're very disciplined. They're well-coached. I know the girl, 24, I believe, got 1,000 points the other night. She's a tremendous player. It's going to be a tough matchup, but we're preparing, and we're going to give it everything we got.
I think, too, Anthony, that's one of those teams. They're a real program. It seems to me they're in the postseason a lot at the higher levels, if I'm not mistaken. But
yeah, it seems like the boys and girls programs are both always having good success over there.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Anthony, thanks so much for your time, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you so much.
And that's Anthony Hatsivas, the girls basketball coach at Winthrop High School. Anthony, how did I do this time on the name, by the way?
Still a little off, but we're getting better. We'll get there.
Give it to me one, and our listeners one more time.
Hatsivas.
Oh, my God. You're right. I missed. I blew it. Okay. So, there he is on MSO News Sports.